What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, March 25th, 2011. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Actually, no. I mean, every day seems to be kind of the same situation, and I know we're all looking forward to the weekend, but the news just continues to be very alarming. And once again, the Fukushima power station disaster is number one on our hit parade of stories. The Japanese government is now officially acknowledging that reactor number three has breached containment and the reactor core. This is the reactor where they had the accident the other day, where these workers stepped in some water that was so radioactive it burned their feet. Now, remember, the purpose of those suits is not to prevent radiation exposure, but contamination. When you're inside one of these hot zones, you're still being radiated. And when you leave, you take the suit off, and you are not being radiated any longer. But if the radiation gets inside that suit, as it did obviously with this water, and it's in their body and they've already been exposed to, I believe the estimate was between 2 to 6 sieverts of radiation exposure, and I think seven is considered lethal. So these guys are in a serious amount of trouble, and it was getting inside their suit because they got into the water. Reactor 3, of course, is the reactor with this very controversial MOX fuel, which stands for multiple oxides, which includes the uranium and the plutonium. They're trying to basically recycle plutonium. Instead of bombs, we're going to make reactor rods out of it. And as long as it all works, it's just fine. But in the event of an accident, of course, the plutonium has a much longer radioactive half-life and is therefore much more toxic when allowed into the environment. And we're getting all of this may have, maybe, could be, possibly, and nobody really wants to commit. But they're now basically saying Reactor 3 is definitely breached. Core and containment, it is definitely leaking. Whether it's an actual true meltdown may be an academic point, because of the degree of leakage that is happening, which means the radioactive debris is leaving the reactor core, it is leaving the containment, and it is going from the containment wherever nature is going to take it, which is down into the soil. And they're basically saying that the leaking water coming out of Reactor 3 is 10,000 times normal radiation levels. Well, when they're using a number like that, 10,000, with a bunch of zeros, it means it's a guess. They don't really know. It may be so hot, their meters are pegged. They don't really know. We've been hearing that over the last couple of days. Everything is a guess, a simulation, an estimate. They don't really know. IAEA doesn't know where the radiation is coming from, which means, based on what we're hearing today, it's pretty much coming from everywhere. Now, Japan has widened the evacuation zone around the Fukushima power station. From 20 to 30 kilometers. Now, they're saying it's a voluntary evacuation, but pretty much everybody, when they hear that word radiation and evacuate, they're going to be out of there. So basically, it's 30-kilometer radius around Fukushima is being evacuated. They're still trying to keep it very, very quiet. I'm getting emails from people living in Tokyo. That city is emptying out. People are leaving Japan. They're arriving all over the Pacific Rim. They're arriving here. We know that some of the people leaving Japan when they arrived at the O'Hare Airport and Dallas-Fort Worth were setting off the radiation detectors Homeland Security has at those airports. I don't know if they have radiation detectors here at the Honolulu Airport. If they do, they're probably going to be setting off as well. And it's just, it's a real huge mess out there. And we're going to be talking about that quite a bit. Also news about the economy, news about Libya, news about all kinds of stuff that's going on. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your calls when you call on in to share your words of wisdom with us. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. We will be right back.
Yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the ongoing tragedy in Fukushima, Japan, and surrounding environments. The evacuation radius has now been enlarged to 30 kilometers. They're beginning to discuss Fukushima in Chernobyl-like terms. They're saying the fallout levels are approaching the same levels as Chernobyl. Personally, I think when people stop living in denial, they're going to realize we've already gone past Chernobyl, if for no other reason than Fukushima had 10 times the amount of radioactive fuel as the single reactor at Chernobyl. We have four of the Fukushima reactors are really seriously in trouble right now. The other two, 5 and 6, are already known to be leaking. Reactor 5's power cooling system shut down inexplicably 2 days ago. They're still trying to deal with that situation. And it's simply so radioactive, the workers can't do anything on the grounds there. It's a mess. I think we're already past Chernobyl. And it's even worse because Chernobyl wasn't on the edge of the largest ocean in the world and food supply. And that is still something people really are not dealing with the ramifications. Now, as I pointed out early on, there is a lot of money at stake in this disaster. There's General Electric, which designed all these reactors, which failed to operate and shut down properly in the quake and tsunami. There's all these automated systems were supposed to work, and in some cases they did not. We still don't know exactly why. But the shortcomings of this reactor design are becoming apparent. General Electric is concerned about drop in stock price, loss of future reactor sales. We're already starting to see that happen. And more to the point, lawsuits by TEPCO for failure for the product to perform the way it was supposed to, and civil suits, you know, from, you know, basically four entire prefectures of Japan, maybe looking at lawsuits against General Electric. And, of course, the nuclear power industry as a whole sees their continued existence and funding as on the line here. Germany has just announced they are shutting down all nuclear power. They're going to have a nuclear-free nation from this point on. And so there's a lot of money on the line. We already pointed out where a major public relations effort campaign had been mounted in the corporate media. We've all seen that at work. Here online, hired public relations shills, if you will, that are flooding onto blogs and discussion boards trying to downplay this. Say, oh, you're just fear-mongering. There's nothing wrong there. And it reached its nadir, of course, with Ann Coulter and her comment that radiation is actually good for you. So we should all take up a collection and send Ann Coulter to Fukushima so that she may benefit from the most intense beneficial exposure to this radiation possible. And I think she should start by visiting the hospital room of those workers who were exposed yesterday. I don't think they're going to do very well, to put it very, very delicately. And Ann Coulter needs to look at them before she runs around saying that radiation is actually good for people. But, I mean, that's the extreme that they're going to. We're still seeing people trying to say, oh, it's no big deal, this proves nuclear power is safe. It could have been worse, so we should go on building reactors. They had one guy from the nuclear industry quoted in the New York Times trying to claim that the evidence for a containment and reactor breach in Reactor 3 isn't real, that the reactor is still safe, and we're just looking at debris from a unit called the condensate polisher, which is actually part of the secondary steam loop that drives the turbines, and it's not radioactive, and he's just full of it. But all of these people who work in the nuclear power industry, all the university professors who teach nuclear physics, all of these university departments that train people to go out and build and operate reactors, they're all looking at the end of their careers. And they're all out there, and they're perfectly willing to shovel future generations of children into a radioactive heck in order to preserve their paychecks right now, because, you know, goodness knows times are tough and jobs are scarce to come by, especially at the university level where you get to sit around and sort of express authoritarian views on things that may not be accurate and real, like the Big Bang Theory here. So I linked an article to whatreallyhappened.com and I headlined it, Paid Online Propagandists at Work. And when you go in and you read the comments on this article, it becomes very, very obvious that these are not ordinary human beings, because ordinary human beings are going to be absolutely concerned about what is the worst that could happen to me and my children. And instead, these people are on there saying, ah, it's nothing. And remember what I said the other day about the taco place and the pizza parlor analogy? And that is that if you love pizza and you're going to the pizza parlor and the taco lovers go to the taco place, if you're sitting in the pizza parlor and somebody comes in and start screaming about you're all idiots and tacos are so much better, you understand that's not a normal human reaction. Somebody paid that guy to come in and bash the pizza eaters to try and lure them back over to the point of view of the taco place. And we're seeing a lot of taco screaming memes all over the place trying to keep this issue of Fukushima trivialized and downplayed. Meanwhile, Japan has requested the United States to block access. Okay, right here in the Pacific Command, right here in Hawaii, received a request from Japan to block the 13 highest traffic usage sites commonly used on military networks, and the first two on the list were YouTube and Google Video. Gee, I wonder why. They also wanted to block Amazon and eBay and MySpace and the social networks. So they're already trying to basically control this, because Japan has come to understand, and so has the United States, it's the social networks and the blogs that are reporting on this story. Yesterday on the TV news, what was the big story? Elizabeth Taylor died. You know, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, another aging movie star who had a wonderful life passed away, and that's the big headline news. And I don't mean any disrespect to Elizabeth Taylor. I never met her. I never worked with her. I have no idea what kind of a person she was, and I don't care because she doesn't affect my life. But I'm out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and off to the west of me there is a major, a radioactive disaster, the biggest environmental screw-up in history. And that does affect my life, because the wind is blowing from there to here, and so are the ocean currents. And that does affect my life, and that is a far more important story. And it's more important than Libya. And right now, you know, the U.S. government and the media, they want you to look at Libya, they want you to look at Elizabeth Taylor. Earlier I was watching on CNN, they had a story about how long should you keep your gadgets and what is the proper way of destroying them in an environmentally, you know, disposing of them in an environmentally friendly manner. And it's just fluff and tabloidism and stuff, and they don't want to talk about this because there's so much money on the line. All right, we got a caller waiting on the line, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm a little concerned.
I've been kind of busy with my new little baby and that, kind of a hermit, you know. But I'm still keeping
up. Oh, I understand how that works.
I'm keeping up on everything, though. Hey, I wanted to enlighten you here. This, you better believe it. That was just, I think it's just unbelievable, the power of that jolt. That's just a horrible, horrible mess over there. But I wanted to make you laugh today. Did you see on RBN this mayor, I think his name was Jim Suttle, went to Washington talking about putting a 10-cent federal tax on every roll of toilet paper you buy to mm-hmm. help with these sewer projects. I mean, isn't that I could laugh when I saw that.
Well, I consider that a really... I don't have my sound effects plugged in here. Let's try that again. All right. No, let's see. That is a real idea. I got it working there now. And, yeah, absolutely. At this point, what we're seeing is a continuation of the same process we have seen for the last several years. Wall Street tried to make themselves incredibly rich with this fraudulent mortgage-backed security scam. They destroyed pension funds and investment portfolios all across the country. And what does the government do? Turn around and throw those bankers in jail and strip them of their ill-gotten wealth to make good to the people who were victimized? No. They turn around and say to the workers, look, we're sorry. You know, Wall Street destroyed your pension fund, so you're going to have to live without a pension, even though you paid into it all these years. And we're just consistently seeing this behavior, and this mayor is exactly the same way. Everybody's running out of money because we had to spend the money to keep all these Wall Street crooks out of prison, and now there's no money left, and they're taxing the American people. They're finding another tax here and another tax there. Meanwhile, the richest Americans are still getting richer. General Electric paid no taxes on $1.5 billion in profits, and it's just we're in a completely total fascist economic state. Profits are kept private, the rich get richer, and all the losses are dropped onto the people, even when those losses come from the criminal activity of the Wall Street fraudsters. That is fascism, plain and simple.
Right, Michael, and I'll get off here, but, you know, I have a lot of respect for you because that goes back to what you were talking about, and I hope you talk a little bit about that today with the economic bad news about our structure in our country. Here they're sitting there saying, now you won't even be able to rest on the toilet, Michael. You know, that's peacetime for a lot of us, right, brother? And it's just another thing for them to come and just, like you said, smack us down on and toilet paper ain't cheap already.
No, it isn't. But listen, you can save a lot of money on that, and you can avoid the tax, you know, on that. Just use all those IRS forms in the bathroom, and that'll save you a lot of money, okay?
Yeah, okay, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call, and you keep up the good work, brother.
All right, thank you. I will do my best. All right, moving right along here to Libya. We are all seeing this. Oh, we got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're just finishing up with the Fukushima nuclear accident. And by the way, our own local radiation meter here is starting to tick upward again today. It's back up to 10. 12 is considered safe, but obviously anytime we're seeing something above the normal background, then there's going to be an issue. Now, over in Libya, I mean, even after this horrible, horrible accident that we're seeing in Japan, we're finding out the United States government is supposed to be doing this humanitarian Save the Libyan People mission in Libya, and yet they're dropping depleted uranium munitions. All of the bombs and cruise missiles dropped by the B-2 and launched from the offshore ships had depleted uranium penetrators in the warheads. And we already know from Iraq the aftermath of using that kind of contaminated munitions are going to be birth defects and cancers all over the area. And so it seems like a very, very strange way to be saving and protecting the people of Libya. Of course, in many cases, we're simply killing them outright, but we're using depleted uranium. This is another invasion here. Now, Reuters is claiming that 60% of Americans are backing the Libyan military mission. I don't know where they're getting this. It's just, I don't know anybody around here who thinks this is a good idea. And I'm really beginning to think that Reuters and the media are just making these numbers up. For one thing, it ends in a zero. 60% Really? Did it actually come in exactly rounded off to the nearest 10? I don't think so. Now, this might be a good time to remind everybody about the Pentagon's pro-war sock puppets. The United States government has spent your tax money creating software to fake online identities in all the social networking sites and to basically argue with you and say, oh, yes, war is good and, you know, war is great and we've got to get those Muslims and there's nothing to Fukushima and blah, 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 blah. And basically push the propaganda. They're spending your money to lie to you. Did you consent to that? I sure didn't. And remember, the founding principle of this nation is governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Nobody in America consents to be lied to. Certainly nobody in America consents to having their own money spent to be lied to by the government. That's an illegal action. All right, turning over here to the economy. Over in Massachusetts, they had a job fair. Had to be canceled. Nobody showed up with any jobs. I think that's an indicator there of how bad things are going. But we've got money for cruise missiles, $1.4 million each. Let's just fling them at the Libyans here. Meanwhile, we're hearing over at the IMF, they are preparing for a, quote, threat to the international monetary system, end quote. What's going on here? Everywhere that you see these protests, that are, whether it's Brussels or Australia or Greece or London, you're going to see banners that say, IMF, get out. Because the people of those countries understand that the IMF is just a larger global version of the Federal Reserve. And they saw what the Federal Reserve system did to the United States of America. They do not want the IMF in their countries. In some cases, like Iceland, they're ready to fire their government rather than be enslaved to the IMF. So the IMF is seeing this resistance to their enslavement as a threat, and they're trying to figure out how they can find a way around that. How are we going to get people into this permanent debt servitude? Because that's what they're trying to do. That's what bankers do. That is the essence of modern banking, to keep everybody, whether they are nations or individuals, slaves to debt. Now, talking about the Federal Reserve in the United States of America, we are now basically seeing a situation where they're talking about whether or not to end QE2, the quantitative easing, which is a fancy name for just printing money up out of thin air on the backs of the American people and giving it to Wall Street and the government to keep on operating. And the real question, though, is, are they going to have to go to a quantitative easing 3? And yeah, they're going to have to. Nobody else is going to buy any more American debt because the U.S. government and the American financial system are not considered creditworthy anymore. We lost our manufacturing. We're not really able to conquer a lot of other countries, as we're seeing now in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the reality here is that, especially with Japan now selling all of their foreign investments, including here in the United States of America, in order to bring their money back home and recover from this horrible disaster of the quake and the tsunami and the reactor meltdown, then they're not going to buy any more of our debt. China can only buy so much, and they're getting very nervous. They're starting to move out of treasuries. So if nobody is going to loan the United States government any more money, the only way the U.S. government can go on paying its soldiers to go out and kill people for their oil is to just engage in this massive hyperinflation counterfeiting operation, which is what they're doing. Or, and this is where you should be getting really, really nervous, remember, there are all those retirement accounts, the tax-deferred IRAs and 401ks and all the rest of that. That's a huge chunk of money. Actually, it's just numbers in a computer registry, but it basically would allow them to balance the books by nationalizing those accounts. Are they going to do that to avoid hyperinflation effects? What else are they going to be able to do? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, my heart's breaking seeing a lot of teachers in the Houston area getting laid off. They're closing a bunch of schools down.
Yep.
And the thing is, it's more like, and you get some people on the conservative side and the patriot side saying, yeah, the teachers deserve it and all that stuff. And you know, the thing is,
No. Those are paid public relations operatives for the GOP. You know, they're the ones, they're hiring public relations firms to go out there and bash the teachers, because they don't want to go to Wall Street and say, you guys ruined the economy, you got to give that money back so we can run the country. Otherwise, they won't get their nice little campaign donations in 2012. So anybody out there bashing the teachers and saying they should be made to make, you know, less money, that's not normal. And we're back to that pizza parlor and taco place analogy. Because normal human beings want to earn more money. And they always want other people to earn more money as well. It's only the hired hacks of the government that are trying to convince everybody that we must crush everybody's salary and wages down to the same common low level. And it really is counterproductive, because if everybody in the state is making more money rather than less, then state tax revenues are going to go up. And so this idea that we've got to get everybody to give up their union collective bargaining, we've got to get everybody to accept less wages, you know, is not going to help the state tax revenue situation at all, because state tax revenues go down when your average wages and salaries go down. And it's just been reported over the last 2 years, just the last 2 years, the net worth of the average American family has declined 23%, almost one quarter. Now, we know that that doesn't apply to the top 400 wealthiest people, because according to Forbes, they've basically doubled their, tripled their wealth in the last 5-6 years. So we're talking about ordinary people, grocery clerks, firefighters, police officers, you know, secretaries, teachers, painters, bricklayers. All those people have lost almost one quarter of their net worth over the last 2 years. And what is the message from the government? You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. And what do they do with that more money? They're shooting missiles all over the Middle East, and they're bailing Wall Street out of jail for the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. So, yeah, these people screaming that teachers are bad and they should be forced to take less money, those are not ordinary Americans. Those are paid public relations hacks. You've probably seen, you've probably even gotten these emails saying, make money surfing online. They're not paying you to go out and look at bikini girls on YouTube or something like that. These are the people who are hiring you to go out and look for certain articles and post certain responses. We already know it's a big, major industry. Companies like Hill & Knowlton run this thing. Cass Sunstein has his operation going on. We know the Israeli Foreign Ministry hires people to go out on the Internet to try and change the discussions and change the focus. It's a big, huge thing. It's called grassroots lobbying, which is a fancy name for lying to your fellow citizens for money.
Well, Mike,
And that's where most of this stuff is coming from. Because, yeah, there are some bad teachers protected by the union system. But most teachers, I think most people understand that if more money was reaching those classrooms, we'd have a better educational system. Right now, the big problem with our system of education is all the money is basically kept at the top for these huge administrative salaries and these fancy school district buildings and all of this compliance with federal guidelines. I mean, that bureaucracy to enforce federal guidelines on education is absorbing a huge chunk of the cash. If we got rid of that, if we let local communities set their curriculum based on what the local community's industrial needs are going to be and job opportunities are going to be, you could get rid of that bureaucracy, and that's a huge amount of money you'd save there.
Well, you know the thing, Mike, I'm taking this opportunity. I'm trying to convince other people. I'm like, when the teachers go protest, don't go there and try to oppose them. Go there and educate them. Tell them that we're paying this big, giant derivatives bubble, mortgage-backed security, and we got this Federal Reserve Bank that's stealing our wealth. I say, why the master table takes about the whole loaf of bread? They're making us fight over a few crumbs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're fighting over the scraps that fall from their table.
And, you know,
medieval of us all.
I mean, you know, and the thing is, teachers, I mean, one thing about teachers, they're the most dedicated people. They don't like what's going on in the system. They hate No Child Left Behind. They hate all these federal mandates. They don't want to teach so they can pass a certain test so they can get a certain amount of money from the federal government, you know, to be in this top percentile. I mean, you know, it's, and the thing is, we got to reach out to these people and tell them, like, we're all in this together. I said, they're making us fight over crumbs when they took the whole loaf of bread. And, you know, I think it's, and, you know, the thing is, I'm trying to tell them, like I say with the state legislature, we should be having our own state-backed currency and our own central bank. Get the hell out of this Federal Reserve system.
All righty. No, you're absolutely right. The Federal Reserve is part of the problem. A corrupted federal government is part of the problem. State governments that see their office as a stepping stone to the federal level are part of the problem. And ultimately, it is this attempt to create a single large empire out of what began as a loosely confederated network of independent states, you know, is the problem. Everybody has become a money junkie at Wall Street. Everybody's a money junkie in Washington, D.C. They seek a world where the wealth flows to them and they don't have to give anything back for it. And that is really the root of all evil in this country.
Well, it's going to collapse, too.
Nope. I absolutely believe that.
The party has to end soon. All right. Have a good weekend, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Same to you. As long as we're talking about the teachers and everything, interesting story came out. Apparently, and I want to stress, nothing was actually done, but this story betrays the mindset you find in government workers. Apparently, an Indiana prosecutor's deputy had to resign yesterday after admitting he was the author of an email to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker suggesting that Walker fake an attack on himself to discredit the public employee unions and teachers who were protesting the plan to strip them of their collective bargaining rights. This is how these people think. If we can't win the argument with facts and logic and law, we'll stage a phony false flag attack and we'll win on sympathy. Oh, you can't oppose Scott Walker now. Somebody took a shot at him. Those gosh darn bad teachers and union people, they're resorting to violence. And we've seen that all over the place where we catch undercover police and FBI infiltrating protest groups to cause damage so the media can say, oh, see, you can't sympathize with those people. They're bad people. And I was part of one of these all the way back in the 1970s when Vietnam was this contentious issue, and the FBI used their on-campus college informants to stage a riot at the Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California. And the FBI informants, you know, led the protest inside the park itself, was supposed to be outside. They went inside the park, knocked over trash cans, whooped on the characters and stuff. And the very next day, the newspapers were showing those so-called peace activists beating up on Mickey Mouse and just completely succeeded in discrediting the anti-war movement. The Vietnam War perpetuated for another couple of years, 60,000 American dead. This is how the government plays the game. They are not honorable. They are not truthful. They like to play dirty. They reserve to themselves the right to behave in ways that would be criminals for you and I. That is the nature of power. I'm the government. I'm allowed to lie, cheat, steal, and kill with impunity. You're not allowed to do that. Those are the chains that you must wear that keep you weak and subordinate to the will of His Highnessnessnessness. So this is an object lesson on how these people think. This Indiana deputy prosecutor just thought perfectly reasonable solution to suggest to Governor Scott Walker to fake an attack on himself, to build sympathy for his agenda, to discredit the teachers, and move forward from there. Which is why I say, when you're seeing all these people prowling the net saying, oh, teachers are bad and education's terrible, yeah, it is because of the federal government mandates. And they're hired people. In an era where we have massive unemployment, it is very easy to find people who, for minimum wage, will sit at home and go out on these blogs and post whatever they're told to post for their minimum wage. And they have no conscience about it whatsoever. I'm sure there are all kinds of rationalization, especially those who are, you know, out there saying that there's nothing to this Fukushima, and they don't understand they're being lied to as well. They're in the radiation plumes. They're going to get sick. Anyway, now, speaking of scummy politics, and it does get very, very scummy here, believe it or not, in a proposal, provision in the House GOP financial bill will make it a crime, basically criminalize striking or protesting. And this bill will cut off food stamps for an entire family if any member of that family engages in a strike against a corporation. And I've got the exact site linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And it basically says, and of course this is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. Striking and protesting are covered under the First Amendment right to freedom of expression. And the GOP is trying to say that, you know, if we have so destroyed the economy that you have to come to us for food stamp scraps, and we'll give them to you as long as you shut up and never ever complain about the fact that we wrecked the economy to put you on food stamps in the first place. That's what they're basically saying. Okay? We have taken away your life. We've taken away your net worth. We're going to give you welfare, a little bit of food stamps, as long as you shut up and never ever complain about it. That's what they're trying to do. Talk about a fascist economic state. There it is, right there. Basically, that anybody who is on strike, their entire family can be cut off from food stamps. That has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. That has to be struck down. Now, meanwhile, over in Germany, U.S. troops are being ordered not to wear their uniforms when they're not actually on their military bases and engaged in operations of some kind, training or whatever. If they leave the military bases, they are being told to dress in civilian clothes following that shooting at the Frankfurt airport, which apparently targeted some American service people. We're beginning to get the feeling we're not very popular around the world for some strange reason. I can't understand why we're only bombing the crud out of half the Middle East right now. We've started the next world war. We're there already. U.S. military doctrine is a world war, is considered to be in effect when you're fighting on two continents on two fronts. We're there. Middle East, Central Asia, now Africa. It's already a world war. I'm not surprised that people around the world don't like the American uniform. No more than the people of the world liked the Nazi uniforms when it became obvious the Nazis were starting World War II. Meanwhile, over in Syria, troops are opening fire on their protesters. Gates is already starting to ramp up the propaganda talk to justify a U.S. intervention in Syria, where we'll go in there on the claim of protecting the Syrian people and shower them with depleted uranium. It's insanity. It's just absolute insanity here. All righty, going to move along to some other topics here. This is kind of a little bit of good news for those of us who operate blogs and those of us who are trying to basically get the truth out about certain things. As you're probably aware, there's an organization called Right Haven that came into being last year. And Right Haven was basically considered to be nothing more than a blog smasher. And they were using the copyright laws to smash blogs. They would go out to owners of copyrighted content, and they would contract with them to search the internet for illegal use of their copyrighted material. Then they'd turn around and sue the offending blogger for, you know, more than enough money to shut them down, is basically what was going on here. And they'd take their piece of the action, they'd return some of the money to the copyright holder, and this was considered, oh, great, we'll shut down those pesky blogs. And, of course, the real goal wasn't to end the copyright infringers like the music and the movie stealers that we all understand is a problem and should not be happening, but it's basically to shut down blogs that would quote from an article and then point out where maybe the quoted article was being a little bit less than honest, a little bit less than upright and fair. And, of course, the media doesn't really like that because they've lost their ability to bamboozle the public, and that was really what they made their money on, was the ability to absolutely sell to the American people the need to go bash whatever the target was this week, and they've lost that now. So anyway, apparently Right Haven went into a court just about a week ago, and they got handed a decision that basically destroys their entire reason for being. The judge, federal judge, ruled that even the complete copying of a copyrighted newspaper content can be considered fair use if it was done for the purpose of commenting on the article and editorializing on where that article may have failed. And so Right Haven has basically been dealt a major, major setback. They basically shot themselves in the gonads with this one. And bloggers can feel a little bit safe. Now, whatreallyhappened.com, we don't copy entire articles. If you see an entire article on our site, it is there with the permission of the author, or it's something we've created ourselves. Our preferred method of operation is an excerpt and a link to the original source so that the original source can get the benefit of the readership. That seems fair to me. And we do comment and write a lot of original material, and we do delight in taking two stories and putting them together and showing where somebody was being a little bit of a jerk or an idiot, such as Ann Coulter claiming that radiation is actually good for people. That's a legitimate fair use in our views, and apparently the courts are starting now to agree, and Right Haven may be looking at some countersuits from bloggers they've shut down on what is now apparently a bogus legal precedent. Now, speaking of copyright, and again, you know, we do want to respect the rights of copyright holders, but at the same time, freedom of speech and discussion of ideas requires that we be able to basically effectively take a newspaper clipping. It's like, you know, nobody complains if you take a paper newspaper and you carry it around with you and say, look at this, they're being idiots here. Nobody doubts about that. Now, the New York Times attempted to build a paywall around their content so that you had to pay to see their online content. And that's their right to do it. That's their right to do it. But apparently, after spending something like $50 million setting up this paywall news delivery system, somebody figured out a way that you can get around it with four lines of Java code. And so maybe the New York Times needs to understand that trying to take the 21st century reality of the internet and the blogs and force it back into the 20th century model of, you know, throw a nickel in the cup when you take your paper, really isn't going to work. It is a whole new world. It is a whole new reality of information flow. I'm sure there's a way for the New York Times to make their money off of advertising, but the paywall idea may be very short-lived indeed. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see, we're still seeing Sarah Palin prancing around Israel. And it's becoming very obvious to the American people that Israel is the new campaign launching ground for United States presidential candidates. It used to be places like New Hampshire. If you were serious about being the president of the United States, you would go up to New Hampshire and you'd start your campaign there and you'd announce there and say, I'm going to be the president, or I'm going to be the candidate for the president. Well, no more. It's Israel, and we have pointed this out for years now. Everybody seeking high office in the United States of America goes to Israel to launch their campaign for the White House or for the Congress, and Sarah Palin is basically proving that. Now, Cynthia McKinney is basically out there saying, you know, yeah, they bought the executive branch. Israel takes all the money that Congress takes from you to give to Israel, and they bring it right back. They launder it through organizations like AIPAC. And they use it to basically buy the government out from under the American people. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in, where our roads are crumbling. They're being allowed to go back to dirt and gravel. But we can pay for brand new, modern, Jews-only highways in the illegally occupied West Bank. Talk about bizarro world here. Now, speaking of Israel, they did do one thing right. The ex-president of Israel, Moshe Katsav, has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for rape. And so it's off to jail unless his lawyer can get a sympathy pardon, because the lawyers out there are saying, well, he's really depressed and he's suicidal, and if you send him to jail, he'll kill himself, and what a blight that would be on the history of Israel, and it's all the fault of the anti-Semites, blah, 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 blah. And we're supposed to feel really bad for the rapist and not really care about the victim of the rape, or victims. I don't even remember if it was one or zero or whatever, but it's just the same thing about, you know, you're supposed to feel sorry for this guy, and everybody else just really isn't there and you know, worth considering. And we're still amazingly seeing all this fetching from the Israeli press that nobody is taking this recent bombing attack in Jerusalem seriously, but what a horrible thing it was. Well, most people think it was just Mossad playing their false flag games, and partly because they're still trying to play up this big story about the family that was murdered in the occupied West Bank and how bad the Palestinians were to do it, and yet the story is already out. It wasn't a Palestinian who did it. It was just, you know, a worker, an Asian worker, who was cheated on his pay, did the killing in revenge for being cheated. Apparently it was a lot of money involved. But the government of Israel and the media says, oh, we blame the Palestinians, and then we couldn't use it. And then they wonder why we're not believing these stories anymore. And now they're starting to whine and cry and say, they're not believing us anymore. You're right, we're not. Fool me once and all that. Okay, Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I have a comment on a previous topic, the Right Haven.
Yep.
Right Haven is a branch of Stevens Media. Stevens Media,
yes,
also is the Stevens Law Firm, which is formerly employed Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster, and was involved in the Whitewater action. I think that should be emphasized somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's all kind of networked together, and again, the amount of money that's actually recoverable from blogs like mine, I mean, we're just barely hanging on here. You know, we're not out there buying Ferraris and Porsches with the money that we're making from this website here by any stretch of the imagination. So the actual financial return just is not there. All they're really accomplishing is they're shutting down the blogs. They're getting the courts to say, oh, we now own that domain name. Like, we couldn't go out and immediately create a new domain name and start all over again. And then they come in and basically, you know, they shut it down and they put the owner into bankruptcy. And that's all they can really accomplish. But that's the goal here. The government, the warmongers, are afraid of the blogs and the alternative media because people are trusting us now more than they're trusting the conventional media. And they can't send us off to wars without that. We got to take a break for station ID.
The